Seduction can be just the thing that you want, or it can be the thing that you don't want. Maybe you are dating a girl or you have a girlfriend. Well, then you probably don't want to be seduced. The bad news is, girls find men that are in relationships even more attractive than men who are single. It can be hard to avoid the temptation of seduction, and it takes a lot of willpower. To be able to avoid it, though, you need to know the signs that shows you someone is seducing you. And only then can you foil their plans and you can make your escape. Of course, you might want to be seduced. That's also when these signs are useful, because then you know whether a girl wants you or if she doesn't. In today's video, I will reveal the signs that someone is trying to seduce you, so that no matter if you are in a relationship, dating a girl, or if you are single, you will be 100% sure that someone is interested in you. Let's go. Like and subscribe. When they compliment you. Did you know that seduction starts with a lovely compliment? You might confuse a compliment with flirting. Flirting and seduction are very different. Flirting is more playful as opposed to direct sexual seduction. Another sign is that they overcompliment you or compliment bomb you. The compliments are going to come in thick and fast. This is a sign that they are desperate to seduce you, which might put you off taking it any further. When they call and message you a lot. Whenever you look down at your phone, there is a call or a message waiting for you from the person that you think might be seducing you. The seducers do this because they want you to always be thinking about them. And a great way to ensure this is to always be in contact with you. At the beginning, you might believe that they are just being friendly, but after a week or so, it should become clear that they are wanting something more from you. And if you are in a relationship and don't wish to be seduced, well, this is the time to put your foot down and put a stop to what's happening. They start talking sexy. Things jump from casual to sexy. Suddenly, everything that comes out of their mouth has a sexual air to it and leaves you thinking, what do they really want? You might find yourself talking sexy back, and that's how they know that their seduction is working. The way that they look at you. You can tell a lot from the way that someone looks at you. When it comes to seduction, eye contact is king. It can say so much without having to say anything at all. One look that allows you to quickly decide whether they are seducing you or not is when they undress you with their eyes. It's like they can see through all of your clothes and they are taking them off piece by piece. They might also stare deeply into your eyes, which can make you feel like it's just you and this person only in the room. The way they talk to you. They are open and honest about how they feel about you. When they are talking to you, they tell you that they would like to seduce you or undress you. They talk as if you are already theirs. This is all part of their seduction tactics. They want you to believe that it is already a done deal and you should just nice and easily get in. When they start touching you, you might have already guessed it, but touching is a huge part of seduction. You can seduce someone without touch, but it's not easy. The person might start to stroke your shoulder, play with your fingers, or run their hands down your back. The touching will be sensual and it might linger. This is the type of touching someone will do when they are trying to seduce you instead of trying to simply flirt with you. They leave you in a state of suspense. They don't give everything away. They leave you guessing and then wanting more. Often, they will finish a conversation by telling you that they have something they would like to tell you the next time they see you. This keeps you guessing until you get to see each other again. And something else they might do is touch you and then pull away, leaving you wanting more. They are wanting to leave you in a sense of suspense and, well, they want you to want them more. They press their body against yours as they walk. They want to be as close as possible to you, even when you guys are walking down the street. If they move in close and you find yourself shoulder to shoulder with them, this is a sign. The closer you are to someone, the bigger and better connection you can make with them, which is why they like to be shoulder to shoulder with you. They are different around you. You might have seen them with their friends before, or maybe you were friends before this, which makes it easy for you to tell that they are acting differently around you. One moment they are laughing and simply chatting away, and then the next they have you backed into a dark corner making some suggestive, strong eye contact. Their whole body language changes, as does the way they talk to you. This is when it might become obvious that they are, well, definitely trying to seduce you. They give you special treatment. They buy you coffee, take you out for dinner, or stand up for you in front of other people. You notice that they don't do this for anyone else, and you start to wonder why they are doing it for you. They are giving you special treatment because they're trying to seduce you. After all, you wouldn't be seduced by someone who treated you poorly now, would you? How they position their body in front of you. They want to show you their best side because they want to seduce you. They won't just lump themselves in front of you. They will sit up straight and puff their chest out. They might flick their hair over their shoulders to expose their neck. And when they are talking, they might twist their hips slightly. These are all signals that they are giving off to try and attract you to them. And it often works, and then you find yourself being attracted and seduced by them. They notice when you change something. Even the smallest change that you make, they notice. They might mention that your hair looks great when all you've done is simply change your shampoo. They're going to ask if you have shaved or if you are wearing a new aftershave. These are changes that someone only notices when they really care about you. They are almost studying you and trying to get to know you really well. And the more they know about you, the easier it will be for them to seduce you. What they wear. Are they dressing in a sexy way? Showing off more skin? Highlighting the best parts of their body? Well, they want you to notice the good parts of them in the hope that you find them attractive like they find you. If they are trying to seduce you, their clothes will get tighter and shorter. They might also wear the colour red, which has been shown to attract people more than any other colour. They keep making sexual advances. This is the final step of seduction. Everything they have done has led to this, and they hope that they can get you into bed. The goal of seduction, after all, is to become sexually involved with the other person. They might guide you to their flat after a late night dinner, or they might just tell you that they want to take you home. Either way, they want to take things up a notch, and it's time to ask yourself, am I ready to give in to this seduction?